10, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh boy, guten Morgen, Kinder. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. My name is Tobe, and you are listening to another exciting edition of Budget Nature Expeditions, starring me, or whatever. Today, we have a special mission. Today, we are out hunting for the rare and mysterious land seal of Herrenhaven. That's right. The land seals are native only to this area. And you might be asking yourself, what is a land seal? Well, you've probably seen, you know, seals and sea lions that swim around in the water. Well, those are regular seals. The seals that live here stay on land, and they don't swim at all. And they're fat and chubby. And they're seals. Land seals. So let's get out of the car. Lock up the car here. And since I parked in the shade, that puts us really close to this little area over here where we like to see our praying mantises. So let's go see if we can spot a praying mantis before we go out searching for the rare and rarely seen land seal. Alright, so I'm walking along the grassy area. I think I better switch to my mantis spotting glasses. I got my sunglasses on here. Take them off. Put on my spotting glasses. Somebody just turned into the parking lot. Somebody's going to park in a very weird spot. It's not Herrenhaven Girl. Okay, so where's my mantises? Where's my buddies? We gotta find one of our long green stalking machines in here. It's a lovely day for most people. It's sunny. It's about, 72, 74 degrees, maybe a little bit warmer than it has been. It rained all day yesterday. And so there are damp spots and little puddles around, but it is nice and sunny and warm. A little bit breezy without being too windy. And everything is good. Except I cannot actually find a praying mantis. And I'm feeling really compulsive today. And I don't think I can do anything until I find a praying mantis. So, where's all our praying mantises? If I go and do something before I find a praying mantis, something bad's probably going to happen. So we got to find us a mantis. All right, we'll walk, check here between the poles. There's one. I see you, buddy. Oh, that's a nice... there's a nice male. He's just hanging out, being mantis-rific. And I'm not going to take a picture of him because I already have, 10,000 pictures of praying mantises from this year alone. It's just ridiculous. Meine Messer ist rot mit Blut. Yeah. Okay, so we can stop looking for mantises now that we found one. Even though I kind of want to look for some more. But, oh my god, What's that I see jogging over there? I glanced over to my right, and I was thinking I was going to look at these puddles to see if there's any Mati tracks. And that's when I saw something land swimming. I saw something waddling over here near the, in the Mulhouse property. And I saw him running. There he goes. Look at that fat boy run. There's a land seal. Look at that little chubby rodent run. Broom. Oh, he's so speedy. And he stopped. Take a look. I'm not chasing you. You don't have to run. Okay, the official count is one. One land seal has been spotted. And he's not all that chubby. That guy, he has a neck. I can see his neck. He's far away, though. He's, 80 meters away. 90 yards, maybe even 100 yards. He must have seen me and he took off waddling. Although, he was waddling pretty fast. That was some good speed on that land seal. Doing his land swimming. Oh, you should have seen that little Mati run. I don't think I've ever seen a faster Mott. Mott's, unless they're under threat, they don't run. I mean, I've approached Mott's and I've spooked them and they just sort of waddle away. You know, they just kind of do, 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 okay, whatever. Because, you know, I'm not chasing them. They don't have anything to run from. But that guy, he was Mr. Speedy. That guy likes to run. Okay. I'm walking around the building. We're going to turn on the camera here. And get ready. Because I'm about to come around the side of the shed. And we got to see if there's any fat land seals hanging out around here. Because this is where we've been spotting them. And no, as I make my way around to the front of the shed, I don't see any chub monsters. Where's my chubby land seals? I'm gonna get up here real close and peek over the fence. I don't see any land seals in here. Okay. So we just keep moving up to the next possible location. Budget Nature Expeditions is brought to you by copious amounts of tea. Yum yum. Everybody should drink tea. Or maybe they shouldn't, because maybe then they would drink it all and then I wouldn't have any to drink. So everybody, just, you know, keep going to Starbucks. Keep getting your double mocha, joca, macchiato, venti, supremes. Half calf. Okay, I'm standing up here at the bocage. And I'm actually looking down past the bocage into the forest, looking for the elusive land seal. Sometimes we can spot some back here, but I'm not seeing any in here today. They might just be being extra elusive today. It's hard to spot more than one or two in a day. Whoa, oh, that's just a log. Boy, there's a log over there that looks just like a chubby Mott. I'm going to look down into these holes. Are there any Mottis in here today? Where's my chubby land seals? Dun, dun, dun. I don't see any. Chubby, chubby land seals. Getting all fat for the winter. Woohoo. Because we're going to pretend to hibernate. But we won't really. We'll run around in the snow to leave tracks for Tobe to find. And that's the Mottis in the winter song. Because although Mottis technically hibernate, they don't hibernate as much around here. And they just like to hang out. Alright. I'm looking back into the forest at a bunch of puffballs. Look at all those puffy puffballs. That's very nice. Puffball mushrooms. It rained, like I said, yesterday. We had a lovely rainy day. We've been having some rain lately. And so, we should be finding some kinds of mushrooms. And I've been seeing the occasional singleton every once in a while driving around in my neighborhood and people's yards. Oh, I just remembered. I have to buy gasoline today. Oh, I do not like to buy gasoline. But anyway. Wow, look at this orange mat caprinus. I've been finding a lot of just singletons. And did I just walk through a web? Now I got a web in my face. But I haven't been finding any big flushes of any mushrooms. And this is kind of big flush season. This is also the beginning of maitake season. Maitake mushrooms are very popular and very yummy. And they are worth some cash if you can find them. And I'm hoping to find one or two this year, because I need the money. I need some money. Money, dollars, dollars of money. I can't find me any. And then once I actually have the money, I will send $36 of it to SMJ so I can be meta. I want to be super meta so I can do some stuff. But until then, I still got to find some money. What else was I gonna buy? I saw something on TV. Oh yeah, we're getting close enough to Christmas. And I know what you're thinking, Christmas, Tobe, it's the beginning of October. Yeah, I know, but I've already heard Christmas music on TV. I've seen the Christmas commercials. And all the toy commercials are starting to run on TV. And I saw some toys that I really want. The toys I want include, but are not limited to, some hex bug stuff. I think maybe I'll get some more hex bugs. No, I don't need any of those damn things. And I don't need any of their tracks or mazes. I could build that stuff if I really wanted it. And I'm in the wall blind, overlooking the billabong. There's nobody in the billabong today. Okay, whatever. And there's this other toy that I want. And I really, really have to hold myself back from buying it, because there's so much better stuff. And now I can't remember what it's called. What's it called? Flex Tracks? There's been a couple of these things over the last couple of years. They're just these little battery-operated cars with LEDs in them, and you know how much I love LEDs. And these cars zip around this little track, and they're battery-powered cars, so they're, you know, self-propelled, and the track is like flexible, and it glows in the dark, and it's like, that's pretty cool. Except you can't, since the track is only a single car wide, you can't race. But I thought, you know, if I bought enough of those sets, I could make a track and, you know, race some cars. Then I thought, you know, why bother? Why not just finally bite the bullet and get myself a nice slot car track? Oh, you know, when I was a child, my brother had a slot car track, and it was fun. But, you know, throughout my life, I've been seeing, you know, larger scale slot car tracks, like homemade ones, and I'm like, wow, would love to have something like that. And then, let's see, when was it? You know, I don't know, 20 years or more ago, there was a company, I can't remember what it's called, I think they were Italian,
and they came out with a larger scale slot car track with some beautiful model cars and all this stuff. I thought, wow, I really want that, but it's super expensive. And now there's a couple other companies who are also doing it, but yeah, so about 10 years ago, I found myself, ooh, got a duck under that web, got to remember to duck on the way back. About 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to buy a slot car track for $5. Really low quality battery operated one, and I bought it, and I still have it, and I occasionally have fun with it, but getting it to work, you spend more time getting the thing to function properly than you get to, you know, actually play with it, so, yeah. It's not so great. But the other day I was watching the Grand Prix of, I don't remember, Japan. And when they went to do their track analysis, instead of showing a computer simulation or a video game version or anything stupid like that, they actually showed a slot car track. And it was awesome. So they had this little slot car track that was in the shape of the real track, Suzuka. Oh, I'm standing in the blind now. And they described the track, and the slot car track was just awesome. And it was a great model, and they put in trees, and they put in all the fun accessories, and it was awesome. And they had a Max Verstappen car, and they had a Super Mario in a little cart. Super Mario kept on crashing. Anyway, I'm standing here in the big blind here at Harenhaven, looking over towards the delta. There's a bunch of ducks sitting around. There's a couple ducks swimming. And there's a big bluey just walking around in the water. Oh, and he just caught a little fish. So yummy for big bluey. That was my wrist again. My wrist is going pop, pop, pop like crazy today. Ooh, kind of itchy in the sun. I don't know why I'm sitting here looking at these water birds. We're supposed to be looking for the mysterious and elusive land seal of Harenhaven. But I've been walking through the forest here, checking all the areas where we usually find them. I'm checking all the dens. But there aren't any back here. I mean, there's lots of dens back here. Just not seeing any land seals and their chubbiness. Oh, look at this. I just walked through another web. Now I got web on my glasses, on my equipment, and on my hand. And here's some fox poop. Fox poops, fox poops. I knew I saw a fox, well, not yesterday, but yeah, I think it was yesterday. I don't know. Yeah, but whenever I was here the other day with my girlfriend, and I was looking out at the blind, and I thought I saw a fox-colored butt go hopping its way into hiding. And I thought, oh, I think that was Mr. Foxy. Where did he think he's going? So anyway, our fox is back, or was still here, and he's hunting. He's hunting for yummy ducks. That's so nice. Yeah, I'm covered in webs here. Hey. But then again, I'm always covered in spider webs, so anyway. Well, there's some people here today, and that's, I don't know, not too bad. We've already seen one land seal, so I can't feel bad if people start spooking the other ones, but I get the feeling we were the first people through here today, so we probably aren't getting robbed. Alright, I'm walking by Turtle Bay. There's just some frogs down in there. Always with the froggies. Frog Town. Hell comes to Frog Town. There's another movie. There's a very bizarre movie that I haven't seen in a while. And I'm trying to think, is that Hell Comes to Frogtown? Is that with Rowdy Randy Piper? Okay, I'm walking out of the forest here, and here is a log. This is a log that is part of this big tree branch that broke off earlier this spring and fell across the path. And there's puffballs on it. Look at all these puffballs, and they're kind of small. Kind of small for a puffball. That's okay. I'm gonna set my camera on macro mode. And we'll take some pictures of these puffballs. Very nice. These puffballs are brand new and fresh, and they're still growing, and they're kind of spiky. These, if you're wondering what, that's too close. If you're wondering what species these are probably gem-studded puffballs, but it's hard to say just because they're so young. That, yeah, are these pear puffs or are these gem studs? I think these are actually pear puffs, now that I'm looking at them, but we probably won't know for another couple days. We've got to give them more time to grow, to fully mature, and we'll see what they are. But they're very nice. They look like, I don't know, they're sort of like light bulb shaped, sticking out of these logs. Kind of small, they're about, oh, there's two dozen on this log, and they're all about 10 millimeters in diameter in their most bulbous spot. Yay! Puffballs, we like the puffers. They're so nice. And the reason we're not going out on the boardwalk today is I don't want to be out in the sun. Plus, there's some lady out there with her giant camera looking to take pictures of something or somebody. I should tell her, hey, you know, Big Bluey's over there. This is what kills me. These people come out here and they never take any pictures of anything because they can't find anything. Not like me. I can find everything I need to find in about 2 minutes, including the mysterious and elusive land seal. I'm walking through the cut. I'm wondering if there's any more land seals out here. Yep. Or is that the same one? Okay, way out there. That's probably the same one. He sees me. Oh, he doesn't care. He's going to have more yummy snacks. I'm staring out over the Mulhall's property, and there's another fatty way out there. Some 80 yards away. Might be the same one we already saw. Oh, and he just turned sideways. I can see his silhouette, and he is a chubster. Oh, so chubby. Oh, we're getting ready for winter around here. We're getting to be super fatties. I gotta eat some food too. I need to gain me some weight. Not really. I don't need to try. Now that it's going to be winter soon, I will automatically gain a little bit of weight in the next few months, only to lose it again in the spring. But my shorts still don't fit. And I have to, oh, damn it. Walked through another web. So I got my shorts on. It's a lovely day. And I have my other blue shirt on. I think I only own... No, that's not true. I was going to say, I think I only own blue shirts. No, I have gray shirts. I have a dark gray shirt, a light gray shirt, a lot of blue shirts, a green shirt, which is also kind of yellow. I have a purple shirt. I don't wear it very often because I like it. I'm trying to keep it in pristine condition. And I have my Hello Kitty shirt, which I only wear on special occasions. Alright. I am just about to exit the forest here. Coming up on the dragonfly pond. Lots of bushes blocking our vision and our line of sight to the shed. I'm gonna be real quiet. I don't see anything. I see a big frog down on a log. He's so nice. And I'm gonna sort of stealthily make my way up here towards the shed. Maybe that land seal is hiding under the shed. And as I approach, I see nothing. Well, so much for that. There's nobody sticking their nose out from underneath or anything. There's nobody hanging around. Where's my land seals? Well, apparently they are not here. Well, we saw one, possibly two, but I really think it's the same one. And now we're back here in front of the building. I'm just going to make a quick pass along the front of the building here and check the general area for any interesting bugs. And you know what I'm looking for. Doesn't seem to be as many butterflies here today as there has been. You know, because this has been Butterfly Central. And I'm just, some kind of bee just buzzed me. That reminds me, haven't seen any Hemeris Thisbe at all this year. Maybe we should be, you know, looking for those. Oh, there's a butterfly. Here's a monarch butterfly right above my head. He's flying around. He's checking me out. Trying to determine if I'm a flower. He has determined that I am not a flower. And he is now flying around over by the bushes where there's some lovely flowers that he found. Oh, are those yummy flowers for you butterflies? Yes, they're so yummy. Yummy if you're a butterfly. There's some moths flipping around and dipping around. And I can't find any of my mantis buddies. Maybe I'm just not seeing them. They're all probably hanging out going, here we are. You can't see us because we have the stealth, and we have the camouflage, and oh, look at this guy. Here's a grasshopper. Hello, grasshopper. What's that sound? Oh, it's somebody walking across the parking lot. Ooh, I got sun shining directly on me, and I don't like it. It feels ouchy. I'm not seeing any of my mantis dudes over here. This is no good. Where's my mantises? Jeez, we'd find 3 or 4 or 5 of them over here in the last few days. Now I'm finding none. Maybe they're just hiding back here. Maybe we just need to get closer and look around. You know, those two females, they like to hang around this bush over here. But as much as I'd like to keep looking for praying mantises, we are running out of time, and I gotta get out of here. My name's Tobe. You've been listening to another exciting edition of Budget Nature Expeditions. We saw one land seal today, and one blue heron, and one mantis, so everything's groovy. Tune in tomorrow for more action, and who knows what else will happen. Coming up right now is MJT, so stay tuned. I'm gone. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.